Farming in Ethiopia is a battle for survival. Peasants using ancient techniques are dependent on the weather and the government, which owns the land and helps them buy fertilizer. When the rains fail, their very survival depends on food aid from abroad. To breathe life into Ethiopia's stagnant agriculture sector, Prime Minister Meles Zenawi is wooing foreign firms by offering them leases of huge tracts of land at rock-bottom prices.
The policy of the government of Ethiopia with regards to agricultural development has always been based on the small-scale farmer, but the strategy also included the possibility of the private sector playing a supplementary but vital role.
The offer of cheap land has attracted wide interest from countries like Saudi Arabia that import most of their food to multinational corporations like the Indian giant Karaturi Global. At this 11,000-hectare farm, 5 hours by road west of Addis Ababa, Karaturi tractors and well-drilling rigs are transforming the pastoral landscape. Critics describe Karaturi as a neo-colonialist, grabbing Ethiopia's land at bargain prices and exporting profits and food while Ethiopians go hungry. But owner Ram Karaturi says food grown here will be consumed here.
What Karaturi is doing is, I believe, what Africa needs, wants, and deserves. I mean, what we're putting in is we're putting in our money into Africa, which nobody else is doing.
Karaturi says his machinery more than doubles the output of traditional farms and creates jobs where there were none. Ababu Nagari says the roughly 80 cents a day she earns harvesting maize on the Karaturi farm west of Addis Ababa is changing her life.
I don't have my own land, so I have no way feeding my family. Now I have work and a little money. I am happy these investors come.
But not everyone is happy. 400 people have signed a petition saying they received no compensation after being evicted from land their families have farmed and where their animals grazed for generations. They spoke on condition they would remain anonymous.
We are for development of our country, but we cannot develop our country when land is in the hand of the government. You can work on your land and all of a sudden they push you out of the land.
Environmentalists say land already degraded by farming will suffer, and the loss of trees will push the ecosystem out of balance. Opposition politicians say the government is giving away land to buy diplomatic support, and that wages paid to farm workers are below the World Bank's poverty threshold. But Ram Karaturi argues investments like his, totaling hundreds of millions of dollars, are revolutionizing African agriculture.
The Green Revolution missed this continent 20 years ago. There are not more than 1,000 tractors in private hands in this country. And for a country of 80 million people and 120 million hectares, that's a tragic situation.
Ethiopia's government is betting that the World Bank is right when it says investing in agriculture is one of the most effective ways to speed economic development in Africa. Peter Heinlein, VOA News at the Karaturi Farm in western Ethiopia.